2009 was a tough year for California sea otters, but 2010 was even worse.
2010, 304 animals were found dead. To compare that, it was 232 otters found dead in 2009. So that's a pretty big jump. 1 year's difference, essentially the same population. And then the other thing is that we found a lot of pups dead this year and a lot of females. So you're choking off the new animals coming into the population and you're reducing the reproductive capacity of the population to rebuild.
That's Steve Shimmick, founder and director of the Otter Project, a nonprofit dedicated to protecting the animals. But right now, he says, it's hard to know what to protect them from.
There are a lot of things killing sea otters. There are sharks that kill between 10 and 20%. But the really unusual thing that's killing sea otters is disease. And it's not one disease, it's a whole bunch of different diseases. Things like intestinal parasites, it's things like brain parasites, it's things like, this is something that we found this past year, dying of freshwater algal blooms that then wash into salt water. And those algal blooms are caused by agricultural nutrients enriching the water so that the algae blooms, and some of that algae is toxic and gets into the ocean and the otters die. That leads you to chemical immune suppression and pollution coming from shore.
Those 304 deaths in 2010 represented a bit more than 11% of the total California sea otter population, based on census figures from the U.S. Geological Survey. Yet even with the growing number of otter fatalities, Shimmick notes that the species overall is much healthier than it was not so long ago.
When we go back to the turn of the century, between 1800 and 1900, we thought sea otters were extinct in California. Then in 1930, about 50 were discovered along the Big Sur coast. And today we have about 2,700 sea otters. So we've gone from 50 to 2,700. That's good news. The worrisome news is it appears now we're in decline.
The statewide otter population reached a peak in 2007, but has declined for three consecutive years now. Most of that population is found between Santa Barbara and Half Moon Bay, with the biggest concentration in the Monterey Bay Big Sur region. But Shimmick says there are a few that range north to our portion of the coast.
You've got wandering individuals trying to find new areas, kind of pioneers. Those are usually younger males, and those pioneers have been found all the way up into the Mendocino-Sonoma coast and then all the way down to Mexico. So the pioneers are out and about and looking for new places.
Sea otters coexist quite happily with seals and sea lions, as they each have separate food sources, Shimmick notes. The otters' main competitors in the food web are humans, many of whom share the animal's taste for sea urchins and abalone. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.